Back here in our pregame show here on ESPN. And tonight, Post 14, taking on the A's of Mandan in American Legion Baseball. Coming up here in just a few minutes, Coach Justin Connell joining us from Post 14. How's it going, Coach?
Hey, not bad. Glad to be here again.
Well, I tell you, we were just talking before we went on the air. You guys were in Omaha, and I guess question one was, how many games were you supposed to play? And I know you only got two in, but how many were you scheduled for?
We were scheduled for four games. So the goal of the tournament manager when he heard about the rain issues was to get everybody two games. And so we got in the minimum, which was fine, and we got a couple good games in, which was – we got to see a couple good teams anyway and get some different competition.
Prep and Lockport, I think, were the two teams that you faced here in Omaha, Coach. And what did they bring that maybe you didn't think you were going to see here against some of your North Dakota opponents?
Creighton Prep, they put their, I don't know if you want to call it their number two team, but their younger team, it was at a single A level. They had great bats, a lot of fundamental work. You know, that Lockport team was very mentally sound, and it's always good when you've got a younger team that they can see some of these older teams play, you know, how they even throw the ball around the horn, how they shift, how they examine, you know, your own hitters and shift without their coach telling them to. It was a good experience for the guys.
And outside of just the on-field experience, but as we mentioned, you maybe got a chance to go see some College World Series games, to just bonding experience for this team and working on that team chemistry. A lot of these guys have played together for years, but how much of that, too, when you go on a road trip like that, plays into a factor?
Well, we're in a tight space for 16 hours total. You know, it's 8 hours there, 8 hours back, and a little people mover. So they got to like each other a little bit. And this year, you know, when we got back home, we didn't have a lot of guys that were sick of each other. They were hanging out, you know, the entire weekend at the ballpark, at the College World Series, I should say. You could see our group, all 16 guys were hanging out in the same place. And it's really cool to see a team come together like that in the early middle part of the season.
Well, now counting your exhibition games, you've had about six of those, I think, and then your four games with Washburn and the games at Omaha, 5-5 record right now, Coach. In these 10 games, what do you like about what your team's brought out?
Well, you know, the guys are working hard. We've minimized our mistakes quite a bit. The games that we have been losing, it's been a lot of mental errors turning into physical errors, and then just, you know, not being able to come back from that. But our at-bats are very good. I think we're seeing good pitches. We're hitting good pitches, and we're putting good bats on the ball, which was a struggle from the spring and something we had talked about last time that we wanted to try to improve. So some of the things that we're working on are effective, and it's good to see here now this week coming up. We got three doubleheaders on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So I'm really excited to see what these guys are going to do against Mandan here on Wednesday and then the Bismarck Capitals on Friday.
Hitting .311, I think, as a team right now, Coach. A good group of guys hitting over .300. It looks like you're getting a lot of everybody seems to be contributing. You're getting contributions from a lot of different sources.
Yeah, top down. I mean, we can rely on anybody right now. And I think, you know, I look at our 7-8 hitters. We've got some of the better 7-8 hitters that I've seen in quite some time. You know, the pitching level isn't exactly what it is in, you know, high school A, but it's very similar. Just maybe a few more fastballs. And so, you know, we get the guys a chance to hunt that fastball. And, you know, it's showing as far as our team average.
And then speaking of pitching, how about on the mound? I know Dawson Doughty, who was kind of an ace for the Blue Jay for the high school team, and he's logged your innings, most of your innings so far this year, and a couple of starts, still looking for win number one. But overall, as a pitching staff, how do you like the way the guys are throwing the ball?
You know, it's been good. That's been the strong point of our team, and we've put some guys in some spots trying to figure out some different, you know, relief or even closing situations. But we've got 7-8 guys that can, you know, that can start. And Doughty's been great for us. It's too bad he hasn't gotten his win yet. But I've got a lot of confidence in him going. If his arm's feeling better, either against Mandan is kind of an idea, or Friday against Bismarck.
Is he the kind of a guy you call a bulldog? He just goes out there and battles from the first pitch to the last one?
Absolutely. I mean, he's going to, you know, he's going to give you his best start every time he's out there. And, you know, it's a credit, just a story for him. When they played Legacy this spring, they were down 6-0, mm-hmm. and he stayed on the mound. And we ended up coming back and winning that game. So he's the kind of guy that no matter what happens, he's going to have good mound presence. he's going to show the guys that he's got it, and he's a fantastic leader.
Yeah, I remember that game. I was actually doing that game. Game came back and won 7-6 after getting down early. That was one of those games where, as a team, everybody, they just didn't give up. They saw he was going to do his job, and everybody just rallied around him, and he came up with a W.
Absolutely. We kind of did a little thing after we got back from Omaha, you know, like what you want from the team and what you expect, and everyone's got the same mentality. And you can just see the leaders come through, and he's one of them.
Well, now Mandan here, and then you mentioned a kind of a stretch of games. Now, this is what you live for. Is you know, coaches, I say sometimes coaches like to coach practice and kids like to play, but now you're ready to get after it here and get these games in. Hopefully weather stays off, and this is the kind of the thing you're looking for as a coach, right? Getting these doubleheaders in and get those momentum, get the guys some at-bats and innings and everything like that.
Yeah, it should give us a good flow here heading into, you know, we've had two or three practices each week, which has been good. We've been able to work on some things and keep the guys fresh. You know, they've always asked for practice. They enjoy practice. We do a lot of good things, but any kid, even coaches, it's good to get out and see what's going on and see how you can perform. So we're very excited about this three-day doubleheader here coming up.
All right. Well, Coach, I appreciate the time and look forward to the game tonight here in Mandan on Wednesday night. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you.
You bet, Coach. Coach Justin Connell joining us from Post 14. We'll be back with the starting lineups and get things underway here tonight from Mandan, American Legion Baseball, here on 1400 ESPN.